You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Susie Eckman, founder and CEO of Makers Market, a purveyor of American-made goods for a new generation. Susie, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Certainly been looking forward to hearing about Makers Market. Obviously, we got excited when we ran across you and wanted to get you on with us. So if you would, for a brief starter, give us a background on Makers Market.
Yeah, well, as you said, so we're a purveyor of American-made goods for a new generation. We have both an online presence through an e-commerce site, and we have brick-and-mortar stores as well. We started out in the San Francisco area, and we're spreading out from there. But the idea for Makers Market has been percolating for quite a while. I grew up in Alabama and spent many, many hours with my dad in his workshop, handing him tools and listening to stories of his fishing trip and sweeping up the sawdust and receiving all of life's lessons. And when we were done, we'd ride bikes through the countryside and we'd discover potters, blacksmiths, textile weavers, and furniture makers. And just watching all of these artisans create products and chatting with them about their lives and how they learn their craft really instilled a deep appreciation for those who can design and make beautiful products with their hands. And a lot of times these trades have been passed down through generations and people are still using their grandparents' tools. But I met the most talented, authentic, and down-to-earth people I've ever met. There was really a deep sense of home and belonging. And then throughout my career in business consulting with Ernst & Young and then in manufacturing executive management, I'd always wanted to use those skills and return to my roots and my passion. I'd always been focused on helping businesses thrive and supporting jobs in the USA, making things and ethical sourcing and materials. And I just reached that point in my career when it was time to see all my dreams come together. So Makers Market is really the perfect intersection of everything I love, resulting in the promotion of American makers and really the preservation of American handmade for future generations.
How well is the consumer embracing American made?
Well, I think that we're lucky in that we hit the market at the right place at the right time. There's currently a palpable and exciting resurgence of Made in the USA, both from young adults who've decided to become makers as part of what is known as the maker movement, and also in consumers who want to buy Made in the USA and they're willing to pay for that. It feels like we're going back to a time of self-sufficiency where more folks want to make their own products and run their own businesses, and where more consumers are conscientious about buying from these local makers. They understand the importance of supporting these makers and how that maintains a rich part of our culture. It strengthens the fabric of our communities, and it really ties people closer together and keeps dollars in our local communities. And, you know, most shoppers that come in our store have that, oh my gosh, I finally found a store I want to shop in reaction and really appreciate what we're doing. So it seems to be a combination of shoppers who are tired of finding seas of mass-produced products in big box stores and also shoppers who understand the importance of buying local and supporting their neighbors. Also, international visitors clearly embrace American-made. They don't want to come to the USA and buy gifts to take back home that they could have bought back home. Just like when we go to Venice, we want to buy Venetian glass and we don't want to buy imported products. So international visitors are a huge part of the shoppers in our stores.
Now, what have the challenges been in competing with international brands who import the majority of their products? And how have you addressed these challenges along the way?
Yeah. So first of all, most international brands have significant capital and they're well established. Since we're a wealth since we're self-funded, it means that we need to run a lean and mean operation, and we don't have the funding to compete against large marketing budgets. So we have to compete in other ways. But the flip side of that is that we can be incredibly nimble and have new products that are trending in our stores within a week of finding the new products. So in that way, our inventory is continually changing, and we can quickly test the acceptance of new products while adhering to our curation criteria of only having modern and heritage-inspired product. Another challenge for us is really margins. Imported products typically have higher margins than American-made products, especially when part of our mission is to ensure we're supporting American makers so they can make a living doing what they're doing. So to address this, we use this as a negotiating point with property owners, many of whom believe in our cause and want us in their malls or in their shopping centers to provide a differentiator for them. So we use that as a differentiator that they take into account rent negotiations. There's a couple of other ways we compete that put us in a different competitive bracket to help support our higher price points. Number one is that we are authentic. We vet our products very carefully, and we strive for 100% U.S. content, including the raw materials. And when we bring on even new wool scarves, we've been known to ask the makers, you know, are the sheep American too? So customers really appreciate that authenticity. We don't compromise our values or our mission to make a few extra margin points, and customers appreciate that and come back. Also, we provide an experience, which is different from a lot of retail stores. We have videos in the stores where shoppers can watch the makers make the product in the store. We have posters on the walls of the makers versus posters with models on them. And we also have makers work in the store, actually working with the customers, and we hold Meet the Maker events in the stores frequently. We just really share stories so the customer feels connected. We even conduct classes that are seasonal, like fall wreath making or chocolate making or bitters making. But all of this just leads to the fact that our space feels different from other retail spaces, and that really helps us compete.
And I would certainly say so. It just makes me want to just get out to the Bay Area right now to make a visit. Today we're joined by Susie Ekman, founder and CEO of Maker's Market, a purveyor of American-made goods for a new generation here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Susie, what has given you the most satisfaction in launching this business?
Yeah. So I would say seeing my vision unfold and making an impact in real life, really feeling like I'm making a lasting and important difference by doing my part to preserve and celebrate American craftsmanship. So even though it's a small part, I take comfort in knowing that we're working to keep jobs in America and help the U.S. economy be healthier. And also by encouraging people to keep their dollars in America with American product, people know that they're supporting their neighbors.
Also, what is your outlook on American-made versus locally made?
Well, obviously, I see a bright future for both American-made and locally made products. And I think it's because the older generations have always appreciated the uniqueness of handcrafted product and have always been a loyal to American made. And now we have the millennials who prefer to buy less and prefer to buy something that's special. That's the reality of the constraints of their small living spaces and also economic realities. Also, many of the millennials are entrepreneurial themselves, and that's really fueling the maker movement. So they also have an appreciation for supporting their peers' businesses and supporting local. So, like I said, I think we're in a really great spot where we're riding a wave here in consumer demand.
Well, it certainly has been awesome to hear about Maker's Market, and I think it's awesome what you have created and founded here and continued success. In conclusion, what advice would you have for anyone looking to create or start their own business like you did?
Yeah, so my biggest tip is really for people to follow their passion and don't start a new business unless you're 1,000% passionate about your idea. American-made products have been my passion for my entire career, and it gave me the persistence and the tenacity needed to continue to push this concept forward and break into mainstream retail. And I think without absolute passion, it's really easy to throw in the towel when the road gets bumpy, as it does in all startups. And so my advice would be just to believe in yourself, believe in your concept, stay true to yourself and stay true to your ideas, and then navigate the road one turn and one bump at a time.
And certainly agree with you in all regards. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Maker's Market.
Yeah, so they can visit us online at makersmarket.us. Right now we also have stores in the Silicon Valley, so they can visit our brick and mortar stores, and we're working on a very large new store up in the San Francisco area.
Well, you can bet if I'm in the San Francisco area the next time, I'll definitely be visiting one of your locations. Susie, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Continued success, and look forward to having you back with an update.
Well, thanks so much. It was nice talking to you.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We have been speaking with Susie Ekman, founder and CEO of Maker's Market, a purveyor of American-made goods for a new generation. And for more information, visit makersmarket.us. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.